Hello, I'm Joe Pursh, and this is A Transforming Moment. A great hymn and a great evangelist were both born out of near disaster in 1954. A young preacher named Billy Graham was planning his first crusade in England, and he was facing big problems. The British media pummeled him. The Anglican bishop announced he would fail, and Parliament even considered a motion to bar Billy Graham from holding his crusade altogether. Now, Graham was badly shaken by this, and he was living on his knees in prayer. As it turned out, Herring Jay Arena in London was packed for 3 solid months for his crusade, and a sense of revival moved across Great Britain. Cliff Barrows, Billy's song leader, had been handed an obscure hymn at the time by a British pastor who suggested that he try it out in the crusade audience. It became the favorite hymn, sung almost every night. The chorus ran, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice." That hymn became world famous overnight. I'm Joe Pursh, and this has been A Transforming Moment.